Heads of state and governments will assemble in Brazil tomorrow for the COP30 Leaders Summit. The annual UN climate conference kicks off proper next week as the leaders, scientists, campaigners and negotiators come together in the rainforest city of Belém to agree on the collective next steps for tackling climate change. This COP comes months after two-thirds of the 195 nations that signed the Paris Climate Agreement missed a significant September deadline to publish new climate plans. Our environment correspondent George Lee is on his way to Brazil and joins us now. Morning, George. 10 years since the Paris Agreement on global warming signed. How is that agreement holding up now?
Well, it has delivered, in fairness. At the time when it was signed, 2015, and it took months or in some cases maybe up to a year for certain countries to formally sign it, but the globe was heading towards warming of about 4 degrees by the end of this century. Now, if everything that has been promised is delivered on time, you're looking at 2.8 degrees. So it hasn't just been a talking shop. The pressure and the collegiate and the collective pressure of all governments to sign up for various measures, putting on the agenda the fact that climate action must be taken, it's in everybody's interest, that has really delivered. So although it seems at times at these global climate summits that it's a talk shop, it is really important. It has turned a curve. It has, and the trajectory, and that was really, really significant. It looks as if certainly, greenhouse gases in the atmosphere may have peaked and could be coming down. I think by 2035, it could be down by about 10%. So it's going in the right direction. So it is important. Problem is, it's nowhere near fast enough. We're still heading towards 2.8 degrees of warming. That is catastrophic for an awful lot of people. Every fraction of degree of warming matters. It's interesting that at the beginning of last year's summit, which was in Baku in Azerbaijan, we had that huge flooding event in Valencia that everybody will remember. It was catastrophic. This year we have that absolutely enormous hurricane that hit the Caribbean and Jamaica in particular with the most unprecedented devastation. So all the time the global extreme weather events are rising. So these things matter, and it's pressure on governments now to step up to the plate and do much more, much faster.
Realistically, how much would be agreed at this year's summit?
Well, it's very difficult to know about how much will be a new agreement. There is a big pressure to get a new agreement on forests. It's in the Amazon. It's about protecting. One of the big themes is protecting rainforests, the lungs of the planet. And the Brazilians have put on the agenda Tropical Forest Forever Fund. If they can get funding for that, it means that countries would be paid to protect their rainforests. And that would be seen as being something that's quite important, because when he came in, Bolsonaro, who was the previous president of Brazil, he was interested in exploiting and cutting down a lot of trees there. So it has indeed been important. There will be delivery of agreements, but not very many. The focus is going to be on action and making countries deliver the promises they've already had. But it is a huge test, because there is an awful lot going on in the world in terms of the US pulling out and troubles elsewhere. There's geopolitical tensions. There's all sorts of divisions. So the focus now is to get action on the things that were promised, not necessarily new agreements. Now, Dr. Kara Augustenberg is the head of environmental policy at UCD, and she says this is all going to be a huge test.
I think it's going to be a real test. I don't know whether what's happening in the United States right now and in Russia, the Ukraine, in Gaza, if that has just consumed everybody's bandwidth, understandably, whether or not the world can really put the attention on climate in the way that they need to. And that is what this COP is going to be about. Will Trump's approach to climate distract people? Will people be willing to bend the knee to him, continue to bend the knee to him? Or will they be willing to get to work and really, really focus on the climate problem?
That's Dr. Kara Augustenberg at UCD. George, what will then come from COP30?
I think you're going to get huge extra commitments that might be very difficult to get, and a huge pressure for countries to recognise that more needs to be done. Every part of the world has been impacted in terms of, there's no escaping the impact of climate change. Record greenhouse gas concentrations recently, we heard that they were up to 423.9 parts per million versus about 278 before we started all of this in pre-industrial times. So it's increasing fast, and it increased at a record rate last year. And it's the weakest and the most vulnerable countries in the world who are the most exposed. You know, you're looking at 84% of coral reef areas have been affected by bleaching in the last, since 2023. You're looking at all sorts of extreme weather events, which are huge for those smaller countries. And they don't have the resources necessarily to do the adaptation or the protection, and they don't necessarily, and they don't have the money to clean up themselves after some of these disasters. So Sinead Loughran is the policy, climate justice and advocacy advisor at TROCRA, and she has this to say.
We really need COP30 to be that catalyst for increasing ambition and action, and really getting us on that course correction that is so crucially and urgently needed. And I suppose for the likes of the EU and Ireland, it would be completely unacceptable for them to come to COP unprepared to take their fair share of action and step up to their responsibilities. And unfortunately, that's what we're seeing from the EU in their NDCs and climate action plan proposal that's been put forward.
Sinead Loughran of TROCRA there. George, as you said, Taoiseach Micheál Martin representing the government at the Leaders' Summit. What is the government expecting from this summit?
I think they're expecting robust negotiations, I think is how they put it. And again, it's that pressure to do more. Ireland has good things to say at COP in terms of our commitment, and particularly in relation to the fact that greenhouse gases in Ireland have come down for 3 years in a row. But again, it's coming down far too slow. We have a big challenge in terms of the structure of our economy and agriculture and so on. It's slow to get the emissions down there, but they are coming down. So the Taoiseach is going to lay out Ireland's stall. It'll be a positive commitment to sign up for all of the European targets in terms of greenhouse gas emissions, and also to underscore the fact that Ireland wants to support with grants rather than with loans a lot of these least developed countries and small island states. So Dara O'Brien, the Minister for Climate, Energy and Environment, he is going to be here for a full week, the last week of the COP, when they're coming to the point where they're going to get decisions. He has a ringside seat because Ireland is going to be the new President of the EU from July next year, so we will be leading the European delegation at the next COP, COP31, which is going to be in Germany, and Dara O'Brien is going to be given a ringside seat this time in terms of an observer role right up close, and he has this to say about how he's seeing things right now.
I think Europe will be looking for a COP that is a COP of implementation, that we can bring it not just down from a diplomatic text, but we bring it down to our citizens and our businesses about, you know, the urgent need to continue to tackle climate change, but also the benefits in relation to the energy transition and indeed the green transition too.
That was Environment Minister Dara O'Brien ending that report from our environment correspondent George Lee. 7:32, Brian Jennings has the latest news.